This is Ozarks at Large. Our contributor Raven Cook is back with us to deliver another Reflections in Black, recorded at her home studio.
This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. For the next few episodes, I will spend time introducing you to books that I see as essential to anti-racist education. This week, the legendary James Baldwin's The Fire Next Time. My first encounter with this text came during the heavy summer where Black Americans dealt with the murders of the Charleston Nine in South Carolina. I struggled to put into language how I felt knowing the horrific way the parishioners of this historic church were taken from all those they loved and who loved them. I ran to the library and ran my fingers through the shelves where I found a small book tucked away. I sat down and read the book in one sitting. Through this writing, I found an understanding voice, and I felt like I was reading something necessary to my consciousness as a Black woman in America. James Baldwin titles his text after a biblical account in the Bible, where God made Noah, the creator of the ark, a promise to never flood the earth with water again. Throughout African American history, biblical accounts would be turned into song, much like this account, which is a part of the song, O Mary, Don't You Weep, by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Much like his predecessor, Dr. Du Bois, James Baldwin uniquely grounds his work in the cadence of the church, managing to be of it, yet not in it. The book is comprised of two important writings that lay the groundwork for writers to come, while echoing writers who have been. The first, eloquently titled My Dungeon Shook, from the poet Homer, is a writing composed as a letter to his nephew, who shared his name, James. The time period which he is writing happens to be the 100th anniversary of emancipation in 1963. In the first sentences, we see a writer grappling with how to begin explaining the complexity of race to his young namesake, a reality faced by many adult Black Americans through time. Connecting the impoverished conditions of figures from literary works like Dickens to the emphasis on existence like Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man, Baldwin reiterates the complexity of living in a society tormented by racism and disproportionate power. Baldwin writes, "This innocent country set you down in a ghetto, in which, in fact, it intended that you should perish. Let me spell out precisely what I mean by that, for the heart of the matter is here, and the root of my dispute with my country. You were born where you were born and faced the future that you faced because you were Black and for no other reason. The limits of your ambition were thus expected to be set forever. You were born into a society which spelled out with brutal clarity and in as many ways as possible that you are a worthless human being. You were not expected to aspire to excellence. You were expected to make peace with mediocrity." Baldwin asked of his nephew to digest some hard truths. However, he also tries to explain why these harsh things exist, saying, "Please try to be clear, dear James. Through the storm which rages about your youthful head today, about the reality which lies behind the words acceptance and integration. There is no reason for you to try to become like white people, and there is no basis whatever for their impertinent assumption that they must accept you. The really terrible thing, old buddy, is that you must accept them. And I mean that very seriously. You must accept them and accept them with love. For these innocent people have no other hope. They are, in effect, still trapped in a history which they do not understand. And until they understand it, they cannot be released from it. In the final chapter of the text, James Baldwin writes from the recesses of his mind, beginning with questions to God and considerations of the church and other movements, and leaders of the day like El-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz or Minister Malcolm X. James Baldwin continues the text with important considerations on the challenges to race, writing, "White Americans find it as difficult as white people elsewhere to divest themselves of the notion that they are in possession of some intrinsic value that black people need or want. And this assumption, which, for example, makes the solution of the Negro problem depend on the speed with which Negroes accept and adopt white standards, is revealed in all kinds of striking ways. From Bobby Kennedy's assurance that a Negro can become president in 40 years, to the unfortunate tone of warm congratulation with which so many liberals address their Negro equals. It is the Negro, of course, who is presumed to have become equal, an achievement that not only proves the comforting fact that perseverance has no color, but also overwhelmingly corroborates the white man's sense of his own value." The book nears conclusion with a quote from Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois's Souls of Black Folk. Baldwin writes, "The problem of the 20th century," wrote W.E.B. Du Bois around 60 years ago, "is the problem of the color line, a fearful and delicate problem which comprises, when it does not corrupt, all the American efforts to build a better world here, there, or anywhere." The final message from James Baldwin is why I have selected this text, The Fire Next Time, and encourage you to take heed of Baldwin's words, where he writes, "If we, and now I mean the relatively conscious whites and the relatively conscious blacks, who must, like lovers, insist on or create the consciousness of the others, do not falter in our duty now, we may be able, handful that we are, to end the racial nightmare and achieve our country and change the history of the world. If we do not now dare everything, the fulfillment of that prophecy recreated from the Bible in song by a slave is upon us. God gave Noah the rainbow sign. No more water, fire next time."
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.